This is the Dana Holgorsen Show on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Chastang Ford, Damaris Barbecue, and HR&P. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Lance and Coach Dana Holgorsen.
Hi, welcome back. 832 ESPN 97.5. This is the first of many installments with the head coach of the University of Houston, Dana Holgorsen, joining us here on ESPN 97.5 as we head into week one of the college football season and his tenure at U of H. And did you hear those? How about this? The Chastangs, Mike Holly over at HR&P, and then Yanni. Okay, well, who doesn't belong in this group?
Yeah, that'd be the Aggie, right?
Yeah, the Aggie. What's he doing in here? Right.
Yeah. Well, he's a Houstonian, so we'll cut him a break.
Yeah. No, but he takes care of you too. You mean how many fajitas have you gotten from him? It's unbelievable.
A lot more than I care to tell you about here in the last like 10 days. It's like every other meal.
Every
he's sponsoring
meal.
Every event that I got, so we appreciate his help and his support. There's no question. But I hear they got barbecue too.
That's right. Change it up. So HR&P, Chastang Ford, and Damaris Barbecue all sponsoring Dana Holgorsen here on ESPN 97.5. So
all great guys.
So you've done this a few times now, and you've gone into new situations, and you have to evaluate your team, whether you're the offensive coordinator or whatever you are, and now you're ready for a season. Where is your team? What you thought you were inheriting, and where you're at right now before you head into this Oklahoma game?
Oh, I'd probably be pulling your leg if I actually knew that. I just think that you get to a point where you got to play a game to figure out where you're at. You know, I mean, you go through 15 practices in spring, and you know that's got to kind of come to an end too. And then you got to kind of regroup and add to your team and do some a little vacation and get the players away from the coaches a little bit and do your summer conditioning and then come back and get through camp, and you get to a point in camp where you got to quit doing that too. So, and we're at that point, you know. We had a mock game on Sunday night, and went through all the situations that you got to prepare for. That went really smooth. I was happy with the work that we got. And then you switch gears and you actually prepare for an opponent, which that gets you pretty fired up, which, you know, we're in the middle of that right now, and then you go play. So, you know, we got a tough one off the get go. So that'll gauge. Well, I have a little bit of a gauge as far as where we're at, but I just don't think you know until you actually play a game,
Coach. So something that's interesting with Oklahoma is I know a lot of people have them as a big favorite and this, that, and the other, but brand new quarterback. Four brand new offensive linemen. Now their center's really good, but they lost guys who have been multi-year starters: left tackle, right tackle, left guard, right guard. How do you look at that in terms of an ability to exploit a team that has no continuity up front, offensive line wise? Is there anything that you can do specially, or is that just part of the game, and you don't really look to attack it in any way, shape, or form?
Well, yeah, I think you got it. It starts with effort. I mean, you got to line guys up, and you got to get them to play hard. You know, I can assure you, I'm not underestimating the Oklahoma Sooners. I've went against these guys the better part of the last two decades, and they do a great job of reloading. They do as good of a job as anybody in college football at reloading. You know, I coached against these guys towards the end of last year, and that was as good of an offense as I've ever seen. I think they, you know, we were pretty good offensively last year. I think we scored 56 points against them. We had a couple of touchdowns taken off the board. We were pretty efficient ourselves, and we still couldn't win. You know, they averaged, I think, 11 yards a play last year when we played against them. So, you know, you mentioned the O-line. They were as good as I've ever seen up front last year. Mm-hmm. You know, four of those guys are in the NFL, and then obviously their center is going to probably go here as soon as he's eligible to go. But, Heisman Trophy quarterback, that offensive line was unbelievable. They got a stable of backs that are all back. I heard they added a JUCO kid that's better than all of them. CeeDee Lamb is as good as there is at wide receiver. They got a tight end that is one of the best in the country. So I can assure you, we're not underestimating them. We got our work cut out for us. I don't care who they line up with. They're going to be pretty good.
Dana Holgorsen with us on ESPN 97.5. You know, we're always talking about the offense, but let's talk about Joe Koth and what he brings to the table, coach, and what we can expect out of the defense this year.
Well, his reputation speaks for itself. You know, I wanted to be, you know, we've been a three-down front forever at West Virginia. That was kind of just what we were up there. I felt like we had a hard time recruiting defensive linemen where we're at. I don't feel that way here, you know. So I just think when you're in the South, you're surrounded by a lot of guys that can play that front. So we Doug Belk's my co-defensive coordinator. He is with me at West Virginia for the last couple of years. He's a secondary guy. He helped me throughout this process as far as identifying a guy. And he's a Houstonian. He was born in Houston. He's been in East Texas. He's been a small college guy. He's been at Arkansas State the last 5 years. He was Brill's Award finalist, really put a good product out there defensively. Brought his D-line coach with him, which is important. You know, he's a linebacker guy that knows the former D-line guy, so he brought his D-line guy with him. So those guys work really well together. They've been together for 5 years. It's just an aggressive style four-down front, you know, and it seems like everybody in the country now has went to a three-down front. So that was appealing to me to get a guy that can do a four down front, because it's a little bit different, believe it or not, than what everybody else is doing in college football right now. And, along with Doug, to be able to pair the secondary stuff with him, I feel good about where they're at. You know, a lot of young, energetic coaches that coach hard and get their guys to play hard.
Have you ever had a player, a quarterback specifically, with the athletic ability of De'Aaron King and the ability to play, to really be a dual threat? Have you had that previously?
Man, we switched gears real quick there, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Went from offense to Derek King.
I was just getting started on the defense.
Yeah, man. Defense.
I mean, everybody's they got a little bit of a chip on their shoulder right now. And unfortunately, we're going against one of the best offenses in the country against Oklahoma, you know. So, you know, let's not gauge where we're at based on one game here. But I do like where we're at defensively. I mean, we got... You know, I think we've made progress. We've improved. We got guys. You know, we've added to our depth, and we're going to continue to recruit really good defensive players here, and we fully expect to play good defense.
You know what I was amazed at, and because he's, you know, Joe and Doug have spent little time with these guys, yet how disciplined they were. Because in the scrimmages, you were bringing guys in and making subs. And man, they were ready, and they were flying on the field and doing it, just as disciplined as you could be. And you know, I told the story, Dana, about what the refs told you about your discipline and how it has changed at the University of Houston. You want to share that with everybody?
Well, we brought refs in to do the scrimmage like 2 weeks ago. We did the mock game last Sunday, which that's not really the scrimmage. That's just all situational stuff. I don't even put pads on for that thing. I mean, it's just substitutions as far as on and off the field and making sure that we, you know, get the right guys out there and, you know, call out substitutions. But anyway, that went all good. But 2 weeks ago, we had an actual scrimmage and had about 100 plays. You know, and I told, and there's been times in the past where I wouldn't let the refs throw flags. I was like, look, we got a lot of guys that are not going to be playing football for us, so don't throw flags. Otherwise, you're going to be throwing three or four of them on every play. But I turned them loose this time. I said, look, you got go ahead and throw them. I mean, if it's egregious and it's not good, then go ahead and throw them. And there really wasn't a whole lot of penalties out there. There wasn't any pre-snap stuff. There wasn't any post-snap stuff. Was pretty happy with how the whole thing went. And, you know, talked to the guys afterwards, and they're American Conference guys, so they've done scrimmages here in the past. They've done games, with the University of Houston, and they did. They complimented our guys for business-like behavior. There wasn't any extracurricular stuff. There wasn't any cheap stuff. There wasn't any undisciplined stuff. They thought our guys looked good and they acted good as well, which was good to hear, you know, because we, you know, obviously you got to be disciplined in order to win football games, in order to put yourself in position to win championships. And you know, that one scrimmage we did fine. Now we'll be obviously be tested up in Norman. You know, they've been known to get under your skin and be a little chippy at times. You know, so we got to make sure that we, you know, go up there and we worry about ourselves and we don't get caught up in all that extra stuff.
All right, 8:42 ESPN 97.5, the Dana Holgorsen Show here on ESPN 97.5 every Thursday morning, 8:30 till 9. He's got another segment in him brought to you by HRMP, Damaris Barbecue, and Chastang Ford. And right now I got to talk, and Dana, you can help me with this because you're driving a Chastang Ford right now. What Patrick and Joe do for the University of Houston is awesome.
Yeah, they're wonderful people. They've been in business for a long time. You know, I knew those guys back in 2008, 2009 when I was here the first time, and just really good supporters, really good business people here in the city of Houston. They hooked me up with that one of these brand new Expeditions when I first got here, and I've never drove one before, and boy, I'm telling you what, I ain't never going to drive anything else. It's first class. They're first class people, but really do a great job of taking care of us up here at U of H.
Absolutely. And how about this? I got johng.autos is where you go to the website, johng.autos. You don't have a dana.autos. There's a johng.autos, okay? And that's where you go and you see everything. The first thing that's going to pop up is Case Keenum, who Dana coached over at U of H. And you're going to see how you can actually buy online. The buy it now button. You don't get that at other places because they don't want to actually tell you the exact price of a car because they're going to try to upsell you when you get to the dealership. You can actually go at Chastang at johng.autos and you can buy online. This is something that you're going to listen. They're the number one fleet and commercial. They're truck experts, but the retail now is going to explode. These guys are awesome people, and you Cougs out there, this is where you should shop. The Chastang Ford people are the best. The Ford truck experts. Come join the Chastang family. They service everything they sell at Chastang Ford, centrally located 5 minutes from downtown, east of 59 on 610 Loop. It's johng.autos.
You're listening to the Dana Holgorsen Show on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Chastang Ford, Damaris Barbecue, and HRMP. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Lance and Coach Dana Holgorsen.
All right, welcome back. 8:48, Dana Holgorsen Show here on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by those peeps. Here.
Is Danny getting a grill? The Paul Wall grill? I don't know, Coach. I know you know that's a one coach tradition. Major didn't get the Paul Wall grill.
But yeah, I'm going to stay away from the grill. I like Paul Wall.
I can get you a grill from Texas.
I think he's a great artist, but I'm going to stay away from the grill.
We can get you a Texas Grill Shop grill.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's a different kind of
grill. A Traeger or a...
Obviously, you can do that. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you look...
I hear Lance can grill pretty good.
I'm real good.
Well...
I'm real good?
Yeah, I'm real good. Don't listen to any of this nonsense.
Well, I'm going to send you a picture of his brisket and you tell me.
No, you're not. He's going to send you a picture of this place in East Texas that boils brisket. That's what he's going to send you. Mm-mm. I'll send you a picture, Coach. It's got the steak. The steak is my
Dana thing. Dana knows a good cook right here. Okay? One of us.
Yanni?
No, me.
Mexican
okay?
food. Yanni, he knows. Mexican food. We'll see you on Saturday at the bake sale, bro.
We'll see. By the way, we're doing that. So,
Hold on. I want to get to my question for a second.
Ahead.
You've been talking defense all this time. You want to talk about you guys gave up 70 to a service academy. There is a reason to be a little bit concerned about the defense. There's no question
about
that.
You guys. So stop with that you guys stuff.
Well, no. I know Dana wasn't there. But there is a reason. No, obviously, a lot of people are very concerned about the defense because it really went in a tank late in the year. And I felt like, honestly, if you watch the game, me personally, I didn't think the effort level was very good late in it. But I know you don't care about what happened, and nor should you. It's about what happens moving forward. But I ask about Derek King because we all know, I mean, look, it's Oklahoma. You're probably going to have to score some points to be in that game. But I just think he is uniquely positioned as a quarterback in his skill set to especially out of the box, to give another team and another defense coordinator problems. And it's not, and I'm not asking you to say this, I'll say it. It's not like Oklahoma's defense was any great shakes. You guys were hitting them with one-play touchdowns left and right in the West Virginia game. So, you know, it's not like they're a lockdown unit.
Well, you can say the same thing about them that you can say about us. I mean, that there is, you know, and they've made no mistake about this. I mean, they got a new defensive coordinator in Alex Grinch, who, you know, we've been watching video on Washington State from 2 years ago. He was there with Leach for I think 3 or 4 years, and I put a top 20 defense together up there. And you know, when he went there, they weren't great on defense, and 3 or 4 years later they were a top 20 team on defense. I've been watching Pac-12 video for the last 2 weeks, and they were really, really, really good, really disciplined, really good. You know, left there and went to Ohio State last year, and then obviously had an opportunity to go to Oklahoma and jumped on that. So got a great reputation and is going to get that thing turned around. How quick? That's always the big question. I mean, like I said, that's the same thing as us. We didn't put a great product out there defensively last year. I've learned a thing or two about how you do that defensively, and it's not just flipping a switch. Now, I mean, it's something that you got to do 365 days out of the year. Is focus on how you play defense. I mean, it's a mentality. It's you got to recruit the right way. You got to coach them the right way. You got to practice the right way. You got to call plays, and you got to call plays offensively the right way in order to be able to help your defense. So I figured that out. That's probably one of the biggest reasons why I'm calling plays again this year. I hadn't done it for the last couple of years, but calling the plays, I think you can manage the game the right way, which, again, that in turn can help your defense a lot. So both in the same situation, how quick it gets done, I don't think anybody's going to know that anytime soon.
So are you going to have the Post-it note or the napkin, or are you going to have the Denny's menu?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I went to the University of Houston Eye Institute over here, and we got you know, top notch eye doctors that looked at what was going on and got me in some contacts and stuff to the point to where I can see again. So I nice. Started to worry about that a little bit. We experimented with the Denny's menu because I let's face it, I'm at that age where my eyesight's not as good as it used to be. So we did some experimenting with it, and it's going to be a normal size sheet of paper. And we're excited about being able to see.
That's awesome. That good for you.
I need to talk to you about that. I do want to, you know what? I saw something really interesting. I spent 2 days at Colts camp when the Browns were in town and they were scrimmaging, and I was watching some of Colts practice tape. And getting to your defense, you know, you talk about it being a 365 a day year thing, and they've really done a great job of when you watch any from the end zone angle, anytime there is a pass to any player in a practice, a scrim, anything, games, every player on the field is supposed to sprint full speed to that play, because they said what it allows you to do is, number one, it keeps the football character high on the team, it keeps everyone accountable, but number two, frankly, you just eliminate the amount of big plays that you give up if there's always a gang tackle mentality coming on. And I was asking about that, and you know, I was told by one of the coaches there, he said, you know, you'd be surprised how many teams really don't make this a priority.
Yeah, which I've been happy with the way that Joe Cawthorn's done that here. You know, he gets those guys to run to the ball, and you know, if they're not running the ball the way he wants them to, he gets them out of there. You know, so you know, I don't know if we're going to have like 11 guys that just play exclusively. I think we're going to be more of a defensive by committee sort of thing. We're rolling 12, 14 D linemen in there. You know, so you keep them fresh, and you know, you hold them accountable, and I think that makes a big difference. I tell you, I don't know if you watched the Hawaii Arizona game the other day, but you know that backside defense end, because he played hard and he and he hustled to the ball and he tackled that quarterback on the 1 yard line. It saved him from probably going into overtime and potentially getting beat because he chased the ball and he played hard. That's what defensive football is all about.
So 2 weeks ago when you had that scrimmage, you had 25 guys on the IL. You worked their tails off and, you know, maybe, you know, some of the guys couldn't handle it because they hadn't worked that hard before. Where are you now health-wise going into the game?
Well, we got healthy. I mean, I'm going to talk about injuries when guys are out for the year, you know, and we've only got, you know, a couple of guys that are out for the year, but we had about 20 some guys on that were in Muscle Beach. So we cranked up Muscle Beach. What Muscle Beach is if you can't practice, you go over and you spend some time with our strength coaches during practice, and you do things that hurt, and you do it for about 2.5 hours. It's a lot easier to go through practice than it is go over there to Muscle Beach. So we got guys healthy pretty quick. You know, had 105 guys dressed out the other day. You know, which that's as much as we've had since I've been here. Probably as much as the University of Houston's had maybe ever. You know, got them ready to go. You know, and you know, we probably only practiced for about an hour on Monday. We practiced for. And my days are all screwed up. I mean, we play on Sunday, but today is a Wednesday, even though I know it's Thursday. It's a Wednesday in our world. But Monday we practice like an hour. Tuesday we practice like an hour. Tonight we'll practice about an hour and then, you know, go real light Thursday and Friday and go play the game.
So that's your philosophy. Work them really, really hard. And then on game week, let's ease up on them.
In spring we don't concern ourselves too much with it. We just play as much football as we possibly can. And you got to kind of have that mentality in camp, too. Now, I did it a little bit different this year just based on the fact that, and you've talked about this, John, but we got, you know, 4 games in 19 days. You know, so, you know, we play Sunday and then the following Saturday, the following Friday, the following Thursday. So that's a lot of football in 19 days. So we got to be smart, you know, heading into that and got to manage it the right way. Still got to give them a day off, you know. So for the next 3 weeks, we're going to be a day short, and can't use that as an excuse. We got to line up and get our work done, and try to stay healthy and fresh as well.
Well, and that's hard. I mean, because I know I see a lot of programs we're not going to hit at all, and then there's other programs I want them to be physical, so we're going to hit a bunch. You're somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, somewhere in the middle. Now the NCAA regulates all that now too. Yeah. I mean, there's things that you can do and there's things that you can't do, and you know everybody's going to kind of push the envelope on it. But at the end of the day, you got 20 hours to do football once once school starts. You know, you only got 20 hours, and you can only practice a certain way. You know, once or twice throughout the course of a week. So it's really pretty regulated, but it's all about player time, and it's all about. You know, getting these guys off their feet and getting them to understand that recovery is incredibly important. And I think we understand that, and I think we're in a good place right now. So I don't know what's going to happen up in Norman, but I know our guys are excited about it, and they're ready to get up there and line up and see what happens.
Well, we'll see you up there. Go get them. Norman, Sunday night, 6:30, ABC, the nationally televised. That's a nice spot, too, to start, isn't it? I mean,
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's as high profile as it gets. I mean, there's, you know, I'd rather play tonight, you know, just because the sooner you play, the sooner you can make corrections. I mean, all those guys that are playing tonight and they don't play for 10 days, they're able to make a lot of corrections and practice a lot to be able to correct some things that may or may not have went wrong. So, you know, we're going to be on a short week, but that's Sunday night. It's the only game on. There's no NFL. There's not any other college football games, so you talk about prime time with everybody watching. That's what it is, and you know we signed up for it, so we understand the magnitude of it. We're going to go up there and we're going to hopefully put on our best foot forward and see what happens.
Let's go. We'll see you up there.
All right, sounds good. Appreciate
good
it,
luck,
guys.
Coach.
All right, there's Dan Holgorsen, his first installment.
I've been saying I think this is going to be a way more competitive game than the point spread said, and it's come down. From where it was, 27 to like 24, but I think it's going to be a lot more competitive. But Oklahoma, you just don't lose Kyler Murray and the Joe Moore award-winning offensive line and think that it's not going to have, and Marquise Brown and think, oh, no big deal. It's no big deal. I think it is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Four offensive linemen off a unit that had played together for a couple years. That's a big deal.
And listen, this program is always undervalued early in the season.
Houston, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you got Houston athletes here.
And Dana knows them.
And you got Dana a bunch Oklahoma. Of transfers that were playing at bigger schools that are eligible right away that are going to be in there. And you know who I'm telling you, you know, you didn't get five-star guys over at West Virginia. He believes in developing guys, and he's an unbelievable job of developing guys. So no, I'm with you. This is going to be hopefully it's going to be a very entertaining game on Sunday night. So that was the number one installment. Thanks to Chastang Ford. Thanks to HR&P. Thanks to Damaris Barbecue for sponsoring the Dana Holgorsen. And thanks to Oops. Okay, if you're watching the game and you Coug fans, you're going to scream. You're going to yay, and the beer is going to fly all over the floor. And then what? Then you're going to live in this squalor of beer, stinky beer on your floors, and your little baby is crawling around on the floor. Oh. And now all of a sudden the little baby's drunk because you spilled beer all over the floor. Yeah. Yeah. Now it's and probably going to turn into an alcoholic later in life because you got this kid, this little baby crawling around on a floor of beer. That's terrible. You know what? That's terrible parenting. Well, it's not that bad. But
oops,
here's the deal.
CPS?
Oops. Oops.
Child Protective Services needs to come in.
That's right. Hey,
that sounds fair to me.
It is fair. They're going to use hot steam, 250 degrees. They're going to kill all the fungi, all the germs. They're going to remove the beer, the wine, the urine, the coffee stains. They're going to clean the stone if you need it, drapes, upholstery, whatever you need cleaned. They're going to get the job done. They're going to tell you how much it's going to be before they get there. They're going to bring trained and background screen professionals, employees, not contractors. Okay? They're going to be screened. So that person in your home, you know, is going to be somebody that you can count on. 30-day service warranty, oopssteam.com. Go online, find out for yourself, or call and get the quote. 281-822-0561, 281-822-0561. It's oopssteam.com.